Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, almost a month off from gameplay. What are the pros and cons of having that long of a break?
It does seem like it's been a while, doesn't it, Kelly? Well, certainly the pros are just the opportunity for players to kind of get recharged. And I can mention it on a media day Tuesday. There were some players that were definitely playing through some fairly significant injuries and ailments. You know, not enough, obviously, to keep my lineup, but just that those bumps and bruises and strains. And so it just gave them an opportunity to really just give their body a rest. And we could tell on Monday, those particular players just looked really fresh. So, you know, the cons are you're obviously we'd won 3 out of 4. Things were going pretty good for us. So in those cases, you'd like to just keep on going. But, yeah, the break comes always at a good time. You know, it's the holiday season, just a chance to go home and spend time with family. I think that's really, really important.
What was that first practice like? Could you tell there was a little bit of a rebuilding?
Not too bad. You know, we just started off, just had them handle the puck, and we did just some real basic skill stuff, and then we actually scrimmaged. We just put 20 minutes on the clock, played, stop time, and they actually was a pretty lively scrimmage, and they actually did a fairly good job. So Rick Wilson told me that sometimes when you're after a break, if you have a bye, said sometimes just scrimmaging right off the bat just kind of gets them back into that game mode. And so, we tried. I thought it went really well, and we had, 3 good practices after that. So they're ready to play, though. I could tell yesterday and then this morning's pregame that they're chomping at the bit to play somebody else.
Taking a look at the first half of your season, it had its ups and downs. Your team started the season 0-9. Talk about the character of your team after that moment.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us was the fact that they stayed together as a group. There's no finger pointing. The frustration was there because we had a lot of games, Kelly, that we felt we could have come out on top, and a lot of games where we outshot our opponents, out-attempted them. And you come up on the short end of the most important statistic. That's the scoreboard. And to their credit, there was never any nobody's tripping over their bottom lip because things weren't going well. There was no pouting. They'd come every day and work hard and had a really good attitude. And that's what I just kept pointing to is we can come out of this. We can fight our way out of it. And this adversity is going to help us sit down the stretch, and so that was the message coming back is nobody's happy with where we're at. We've got high expectations as a program. There's players on this team that have won 20 games and have been in final face-offs, things like that. So I told them that those opportunities are there. We can certainly attain a goal of getting home ice. The opportunity's there. Now we just got to go out and play and execute and hopefully a lot of the puck luck wasn't going our way the first half. Maybe 2019 is going to be a good one for the Beavs.
Well, scoring was definitely one of those challenges that your team had in the first half. Is there any kind of secret to fixing that or making sure that doesn't happen in the second half?
You could ask Bruce Boudreau. He's kind of going through the same thing, right, with the Wild. I mean, it's just one of those things. If you keep harping on it, obviously they start squeezing the stick, and I just keep reminding them they have the ability. They've scored a lot, whether it's before they came to Bemidji or in a lot of cases they've scored quite a bit here at Bemidji State. So the talent's certainly there, and we're getting chances, Kelly. That's the thing that when you're not getting chances, that's the concern. But we were actually and have created a lot of quality chances. And I just kept saying, if we keep doing that, things are going to start going our way. And like you said, we're going to get a bounce instead of an inside of the post or a post and out. Maybe we get a post and in. That's hockey. And the biggest thing is, as coaches, if we see the effort and they have a positive attitude, like I ask them all to provide leadership, to work hard and to be great teammates. And if we keep doing that, then the scoreboard is going to take care of itself. And like I said, I believe in this group. I think we can do that a lot more the second half, where the scoreboard is going to come out on the positive side for us.
Most of the league is back in action this weekend, but nobody's playing conference games. That bodes well for your team as you come into this half of the season. 5th in the league standings, only a couple points behind Duluth, who you'll play next weekend, and 1 point ahead of Minnesota State. Taking a look at that, with this non-conference series here, how much will it help your team going into this series to kind of prepare for next weekend?
Well, it's just nice that you're coming out of the break after that length of a break. You're playing a non-conference series, and you know it isn't the pressure of league play with points on the line. And we know how tough and grinding all of our league games are, regardless of who you're playing. So, not to say that this won't be a grind, won't be tough, because I mean that's just the nature of women's hockey. They seem to just be all. I know Union's going to come in here. They're going to work extremely hard. They're going to battle. But again, for us, it's a totally different opponent. We've never seen them. They don't know anything about us. And so, we stress to them, it's not about Union. It's about Bemidji State and how we play. And that's what we want to do. We want to get out there and establish our game. And obviously the ultimate goal is to win the hockey game. But, I just want us to come out and play our game. If we do that, then there's a good chance that the scoreboard is going to be in our favor.
How did this game come to be, or this series? I know this is the first time these two teams have ever played each other.
Yeah, well, it stemmed when the University of North Dakota made that decision to drop their program. Union had already scheduled a series in Grand Forks at the University of North Dakota. And for this particular weekend, for January 4th, 5th of 2019, they had done it, obviously a couple of years in advance. So when that all went down, Union reached out to us and said, we were planning on coming. We got the okay. We're making arrangements. Would you guys be interested in playing? And we were, at the time, looking for non-conference games. Obviously the North Dakota thing had happened. So, you're going from 6 non-conference to 10. So we said, absolutely. And we'd love to have them come out, just because everything worked out in terms of the weekend was open. And it was after that the Minnesota Cup formulated. And it's why I just told Katie and we had a series, so the other four Minnesota teams maybe did not, so it just worked out that we're the Minnesota team not playing this year, but are scheduled for the next four after this.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Like I mentioned, I want us to have a we talked about having a really good start, and obviously you never know after this long of a layoff, but just play on our toes, be engaged. That's the big thing. Be engaged on the bench and get pucks deep and just play hard. We want to try to possess the puck in the offensive zone. We don't want to do what we call hope plays, where we throw the puck and hope that our teammates on the other end of it. We want to make good plays and just possess the puck as much as we can and play a speed game. And obviously, in our end, we want to close quick, create turnovers. Bottom line is just play our game, Kelly. And if we do that for 60 minutes, good things can happen.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much.